what do you call that? X-shape, you know, for cutting woods if you got a big log or something. Kind of X-shape, you know, you put the wood at the top and the saw then. Is there a name for that? Or?
I'm sure there's a name for it. I don't know what it would be called. Some kind of a brace.
You ever heard it called a sawbuck?
Yeah, I've heard sawbuck.
Sawbuck? Yeah.
Like I say, these names, you know, I know what you're talking about. I've seen them. Seen them used. But to tell you what the name of them is, well, I don't deal with them anymore, and or maybe never have. Mm-hmm. But when you say sawbuck now, it rings a bell, see?
Okay. How about something that's like a sawbuck, but it's just, instead of having a cross piece, it just comes up like an A shape.
You talking about a sawhorse?
Yeah.
Carpenter's used?
Yeah. Is that used for the same thing?
Oh, yeah. You can lay a log or something across it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And cut off of it.
Okay.
Of course, most tall horses I've seen, you know, were for carpeting. Of course, you can use it for sawing boards. You can ain't so use it for sawing logs.
Yeah, I guess. What does it use? Like, when you get up in the morning, you know, to comb your hair. If you're not using a comb, what else could you use?
Brush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talking about a hairbrush?
Yeah, there you go.
Be more specific?
Okay, well.